Good morning and welcome to The Score, where we discuss and listen to the scores and soundtracks to film and television shows. Today we'll be featuring the score to the 1959 Columbia Pictures musical film Porgy and Bess. It was produced by Samuel Goldwyn and directed by Otto Preminger. At the top of the show, you heard the André Previn Orchestra perform the opening overture to the film.
Yes. Good morning. This is Margot Pelletier and Lisa Thomas.
And Lisa. Sorry, I was doing the board here.
Welcome to The Score. And this month's edition, where we're going to be discussing, as Lisa said, the score and film track to the film Porgy and Bess. Porgy and Bess was recently named one of the 100 greatest film love stories by the American Film Institute. However, in its day, the film was plagued by controversy and difficulties. It tells a love story between an African-American crippled beggar, Porgy, and Bess, an African-American woman who was initially a prostitute and drug addict.
It's impossible to talk about the film's score and soundtrack without speaking about the history of how they both came about. In 1926, George Gershwin read a novel called Porgy by DuBose Hayward, who was predominantly a poet and came from a prominent family of former plantation owners. Gershwin, who was so taken with the book, wrote to Hayward saying he wanted to collaborate on a folk opera based on this story.
A year later, in 1927, DuBose Hayward and his wife Dorothy, a playwright from Harvard, dramatized Porgy, making it a play and incorporating spirituals into the action. The novel Porgy became a bestseller in 1928. As an example of the complexities in the music that incorporate voice and orchestration, we're going to play The Wake, Gone, 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 from a scene in which a member of the community depicted in the movie has been killed and his family and friends gather to mourn him.
Got plenty of money for the saucer, and he going to soften these people heart for to feel the saucer till it spill all over. The Lord will provide a grave for his children,
yes, the Lord.
And he got comfort for the widow,
oh, Jesus.
And he going feed his fatherless children.
Yes, Lord, true God.
And he gonna raise dis poor sinner up out of the grave?
Hallelujah.
And set him in the shining seat of the righteous.
Amen. Jesus.
You just heard The Wake, Gone, 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 music by George Gershwin and lyrics by DuBose Hayward, performed by the Ken Darby Singers and Robert McFerrin from the 1959 film Porgy and Bess.
In 1935, George Gershwin and DuBose Hayward signed a contract with the Theater Guild to write an opera based on Hayward's book, Porgy. They called it Porgy and Bess. Ira Gershwin, the brother of George, helped with the lyrics, but the most important lyrics were taken directly from the book. Hayward insisted that the most significant cast members be African American, a stipulation that Gershwin respected and agreed with. While Porgy and Bess was an opera, it opened on Broadway. It closed after 124 performances. Now, serendipitously, a revised version of Porgy and Bess will be opening on Broadway in New York at the Richard Rogers Theater in January on the 12th. The next selection comes out of a scene in which a woman street vendor comes into the community in which the story takes place, which is called Catfish Row, selling strawberries. Many film producers tried to obtain the rights to Porgy and Bess from the Gershwin estate with no success. For 25 years, Ira Gershwin resisted all requests, thinking that his brother, who had passed away, his work would be debased by Hollywood. Finally, on May 8th, in 1957, Ira Gershwin broke down and sold the rights to the producer Samuel Goldwyn for $600,000 as a down payment against 10% of the film's gross.
Many African Americans believed and may still believe that the film's portrayal of poor Southern blacks perpetuated negative stereotypes. The themes within the film were risky, especially in the 50s and early 60s, depicting drugs, prostitution, and violence. A dress rehearsal was scheduled for July 3, 1958, but a fire broke out, destroying all the sets and costumes and costing the production a loss of $2 million. Rumors were spread that the fire was set by black arsonists who were determined to shut down the production. Goldwyn publicly denounced these rumors, but people inside the studio were certain that the fire had been deliberately set. The project went on hiatus for 6 weeks, during which time the original director, Armenian-American Ruben Mamilian, who had directed both the play Porgy and the opera Porgy and Bess, was fired.
The film then opened on June 24th in 1959 at the Warner Theater in New York, and on July 5th at the Carthy Circle Theater in Los Angeles. Shortly after opening in Atlanta, however, in early August, the film's run was canceled because it angered some of the African Americans in the area. The film was then pulled from other areas throughout the U.S. While the film won the Golden Globe Award for Best Motion Picture, it was not critically and commercially successful, earning back just half of its $7 million cost. Ironically, last year, the film was chosen for inclusion in the National Film Registry of the Library of Congress.
It's summer evening in Catfish Row, the setting for the story of Porgy and Bess. Catfish Row is the fictitious home to an African-American fishing community in the Deep South in the early 1920s. The men of the community want to relax, have a drink, and play the game craps. The women scold them, and the song, "A Woman is a Sometime Thing," begins.
Listen to your daddy warn you, before you start a-traveling. Woman may burn you, love you and mourn you, but a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing.
Oh, a woman is a sometime thing.
Your mammy is the first to name you, then she'll tie you to an apron string. Then she'll shame you and she'll blame you till your woman comes to claim you. 'Cause a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing.
Oh, a woman is a sometime thing.
Don't you never let a woman grieve you just 'cause she's got your wedding ring. She'll love you and deceive you, then she'll take your clothes and leave you. 'Cause a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime thing. Yes, a woman is a sometime.
That's "A Woman is a Sometime Thing," sung by Leslie Scott, Cab Calloway, and Earl Jackson. Andre Previn and Ken Darby were hired as the music supervisors of Porgy and Bess. The producer, Preminger, wanted Previn to favor jazz rather than symphony and allowed him to rescore some of Gershwin's original music. The Gershwin family was disappointed in the film's score because it was substantially edited to make it sound more like a musical. Much of Gershwin's music was omitted, and some of his orchestrations were changed or scrapped. As Preminger had only secured rights for a 15-year period, the Gershwin family removed the film from release in 1974. Today, it can only be seen in archives, special screenings, and through bootleg copies.
Andre Previn was born in Germany. His family immigrated to the U.S. in the 1930s, escaping the Nazi regime. They moved to L.A., where his uncle was the music director of Universal Studios. In the 50s, Previn toured and recorded as a jazz pianist. In 67, he became music director of the Houston Symphony Orchestra, and in 68, he began a tenure as principal conductor of the London Symphony Orchestra. He was also the music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, principal conductor of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and the director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
Previn has composed many film scores and other musical works, and adapted and conducted music for several films, including My Fair Lady and Paint Your Wagon, as well as Porgy and Bess. Previn's and Darby's work on the film won them the Academy Award for Best Scoring of a Musical Picture. In addition, the film's soundtrack won the Grammy Award for Best Soundtrack from a Motion Picture or Television.
Ken Darby was an American composer, a vocal arranger, lyricist, and conductor. He was born in Nebraska in 1909. His film scores won him 13 Academy Awards and one Grammy. He was a composer and production supervisor for Walt Disney Studios.
If you are just tuning in, you are listening to this month's edition of The Score on WGXC 90.7, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, where we bring you hands-on community radio right here in Greene and Columbia counties. Today we are discussing and listening to the soundtrack and score for the 1959 musical film Porgy and Bess.
Catfish Row, the fictitious area in which the film takes place, was actually modeled after a real place called Cabbage Row in Charleston, South Carolina in the 1920s. Clara in the film is played by Diane Carroll, but her singing voice was dubbed and sung by Louis Jean Norman. In a rare and calm moment, Clara sings Summertime to her baby.
That was Summertime, performed by Diane Carroll in the 1959 film Porgy and Bess, but dubbed by Louis Jean Norman. Porgy, a cripple and beggar played by Sidney Poitier, whose singing voice is dubbed and sung by Robert McFerrin, joins in the crap game that's being played. Crown, who in the film is the local bully, is played by Brock Peters and arrives with his woman, Bess, played by Dorothy Dandridge, whose singing voice in the film is that of Adelaide Addison. Crown and Bess are drinking and, I think, doing drugs, and Crown pushes his way into the dice game. There are two distinct moods at Catfish Row. One is solemn and the other is very spirited. Here are two selects from the album and soundtrack of Porgy and Bess that give you some idea of the spirited mood from the film.
Going like the flowing of a song. Oh, I can't sit down. Guess I'll take my honey and his sunny smile along. Today I am gay and I'm free. Just a bubbling, nothing troubling me. Oh, I'm going to town. I can't sit down. Happy feeling in my bones are stealing. No concealing, that is picnic day. Hey there, Andy, leave my sugar candy. Life is dandy, let's be on our way because it's picnic day.
You just heard Morning Catfish Row, sung by the Ken Darby Singers, followed by Oh, I Can't Sit Down, featuring Pearl Bailey.
The local drug pusher named Sportin' Life in the film is played by Sammy Davis Jr., and he keeps Crown and Bess well supplied with happy dust, which seems to be a form of cocaine. An interesting fact is that originally they did not want Sammy Davis Jr. to play the part. Frank Sinatra put a lot of pressure on the producer to get Sammy Davis Jr. the part. There was a lot of controversy about choosing actors for the part. Many of the actors that they approached at that time, and we're talking about, you know, the very height of the civil rights movement in the United States, refused to participate because they did feel that the parts were demeaning. For example, originally they wanted Harry Belafonte to play Porky, and he turned it down. Anyway, it's a marvelous film, and Davis in the film sings in his own voice, but he couldn't sing on the album, so you won't be hearing him today, because he was actually signed under another record label. So you'll be hearing from Cal Calloway singing Davis's parts.
Yeah, that's Cab Calloway. And yeah, way to go, Frank Sinatra, for fighting for Sammy Davis Jr. I know that he did a lot of that sort of thing during his career. So back to the film, when the character Crown loses at the game that's being played in the street, he picks a fight with Robbins, Clara's husband, and he ends up killing him. So the police come and they're on their way, and Crown's fleeing, and he leaves Bess behind. But no one will take Bess in except the cripple Porgy. So life moves on, and Bess gets off drugs and changes her ways, and she and Porgy settle in, however poverty-stricken, a domestic bliss, and they begin to fall in love. And Porgy sings, "I Got Plenty of Nothing," which many of you may know.
Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, I got no misery. Folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door, afraid somebody's going to rob them while they're out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize, like the stars in the skies, are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my Lord. Plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. The folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. Seems with plenty, you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. Anyway, the time arrives, never worry long as I'm well, never want to strive to be good, to be bad, what the hell, I as glad as I like. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my girl, got my Lord, got my soul.
That was Plenty of Nuttin', sung by Robert McFerrin. The whole Catfish Row community is getting ready to go on a picnic to an island, all except Porgy, who is held back by his disability. Bess wants to stay behind with him, but the community members, who by this time have warmed up to her, and Porgy, convince her to go along. In this most touching scene in the film, Porgy sings a duet with Bess.
Bess, who is my woman?
That was Bess You Is My Woman Now, sung by Robert McFerrin and Adele Addison. Sportin' Life crashes the picnic. Knowing many of the community members are religious, Sportin' Life makes fun of their faith and their belief in the Bible, singing, "It Ain't Necessarily So."
It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David was small but oh my. Why do scatty scatty wah? Oh, oh Jonah, he lived in a whale.
Oh Jonah, he lived.
His home in that fish's abdomen. Oh, Jonah, he lived in a whale. Little Moses was found in a stream.
Little Moses was found in a stream.
He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Oh, it ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
They tell all the children the devil's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so. To get into heaven, don't snap for a seven. Live clean, have no faults. Oh, I take the gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years.
Methuselah lived 900 years.
But who calls that living? When no gal will give in to no man what is 900 years. I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't necessarily.
That was It Ain't Necessarily So, sung by Cab Calloway and again performed by Sammy Davis Jr. in the film Porgy and Bess. At this point in the film, Crown, the character Crown has been hiding out on the island and he sees Bess and kidnaps her. The others are unaware of this and leave the island without Bess. Crown sexually assaults Bess and keeps her for 2 days. She returns to Catfish Row in a daze of a fever and sleeps for a week. Porgy is beside himself with grief, and when Bess awakens, she confesses to Porgy that Crown has an almost supernatural hold on her, but that she wants to stay with Porgy, and the two sing this powerful duet.
afraid no more. You've picked up happiness and laid your worries down. You're gonna live easy, you're gonna live high. You're gonna outshine every woman in this town. And remember, when crown come, that's my business.
Was I Love You, Porgy, sung by Adele Addison and Robert McFerrin. At this point, Crown sneaks into Catfish Row and makes his way towards Porgy's hut, determined to steal Bess back. Porgy has been waiting for his return and is in hiding. There are no witnesses, but he kills Crown. The police arrive and they drag Porgy away to identify the body. In the meantime, Sportin' Life is there, and he's waving happy dust in Bess's face. Bess is very frightened of what might happen to Porgy, and she loses her will, and she takes the drug. Sportin' Life says to Bess, "You and I are one of the same," and convinces her that she should go away with him to New York. And he sings, "There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York."
There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong, sister. You and me can live a in New York. Come with me, there you can go wrong, sister. I'll buy you the swellest mansion on Upper Fifth Avenue. And if you hire them, we go stuntin', we go a stuntin', and there'll be nothing too good for you. I'll dress you in silks and satins, in the latest Paris styles. And the blues you'll be forgetting, you'll be forgetting. There'll be no fretting, just nothing but smiles. Come along with me, that's the place. Don't be a fool, come along. There's a boat that's leaving for New York. Come with me, that's where we belong, sister. That's where we be.
That was There's a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York, sung by Cab Calloway. So at this point in the film, it's a week later, and Porgy is released by the police and returns to Catfish Row, anxious to see his Bess, but Bess has actually left for New York with Sportin' Life. Distraught and grief-stricken, Porgy gathers all of his strength, throws down his crutches, and hobbles out to find Bess singing, "Oh Lord, I'm on my way," as the movie comes to an end. The score to Porgy and Bess spawned many covers and hits for established recording artists throughout the years, including, you know, Frank Sinatra and Janis Joplin. And perhaps one of the most famous is Nina Simone's rendition of I Love Porgy, which we're going to play at the very end of the show. And Nina recorded for Bethlehem Records at the start of her career. But before we conclude today, we just want to remind you to stay tuned at 12 o'clock noon for the sultry Jackie Thomas and his show, The Sound of Freedom.
When Hayward first presented a draft of his novel, Porgy, to his colleagues at the McDowell Colony way back in the 1920s, they remarked, and I quote, "The story of the crippled Negro is atrocious, and you should stick to poetry." Fortunately for all of us, Hayward had faith in his piece and finished it. The book brought the play. The play brought the opera brought the musical film, and the musical scores and arrangements from Gershwin, Previn, and Darby. All of these productions forced the American public to think more deeply about the racial issues that were ignited in the work. This is Margot.
And this is Lisa.
From the score, signing off and wishing everyone out there a very good new year. One that takes risks in the direction of a greater equality and justice. So until next month, be good to yourself, be better to your neighbor, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay with you forever, and I'll be glad. Yes, I love you, Porgy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever. I've got my man. you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he's coming to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. Stay here with you forever.